Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to another episode of the Championship Roundtable podcast. You can find the show at Championship Pod on Twitter. I'm Lewis Shackshaft. I'm joined today by Jake Jackman. And first things first, we're going to go straight into big wins and surprises from the most recent games. So Jake, do you want to start us off with a key fixture you want to talk about?
Yeah, I'm going to go slightly different to usual. I'll leave some of the bigger games for you. But I'm going to start off with the QPR Stoke game, because I thought this is quite a big surprise. I had Stoke being the most likely winners in this game. I thought that they've picked up a lot under Michael O'Neill. I thought QPR, after losing Naki Wells, were going to struggle to score goals. They created a lot of chances against Swansea in the week, but they couldn't finish anything off. So I thought this is going to be a really good game for Stoke to go there and win and maybe drag QPR into that relegation fight a little bit. But QPR, you know, after going 2-0 down, to come back and win 4-2 is an incredible result. You know, you saw Bright Samuel and Eze both getting goals. Hugo getting goal was quite a big one. I thought it was, QPR can just cause problems for anybody on the day, but I doubted a little bit the end product. But with Eze and Bright Samuel both scoring, Eze particularly was very good. I'm sure we might come on to him a little bit later in best performance of the weekend, but It was a really good performance from QPR, and it comes at a good time because they'd been in quite a bad run of form, only taken one from their previous four, and with, you know, threatening to be dragged down into what's happening at the bottom of the table. But now I think with that win, they pull away, and I can't see them having any trouble, and they're probably going to stay middle of the table now, which is a pretty good season for QPR, really. But for Stoke, it was worrying the way they capitulated. I didn't think Joe Allen had a very good game. Butland made a mistake. He'd been a little bit more solid recently, but he made an error that for one of the goals, and it was a little bit similar to what we saw a lot under Nathan Jones. So it was a worry for Stoke that they did go and lose that game. But yeah, they've been dragged back into what's going on at the bottom, which I know we're covering a little bit more later in depth, so I'll leave that for now. But I just thought QPR played really well to come back from 4-2, from 2-0 down to win 4-2. Great result and deserve all the credit. And again, they're just one of the best teams to watch when they are on it. And another game,
we said that before, the amount of goals, haven't we? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and another one for that is Cardiff, who again were involved in a full goal thriller at the weekend. But that's not what I want to talk about. Barnsley going away to Fulham, I thought I'd take this one because Barnsley are a team I've spoken so much about and kept bigging them up, kept expecting the big result to happen. They'd lost so many winnable games at home recently. In games that I thought they were going to take points, I thought Birmingham they were going to take points, I thought they were going to beat Charlton, I thought they had a good chance against Bristol City a few weeks ago, the Wednesday game, you know, the only team that hasn't beaten Wednesday in a long time. So it's one of those things that I just kept expecting it to happen, and it wasn't. But then at the weekend, they were excellent. Fulham had a lot of chances, had 21 shots, but you got to say that Barnsley probably created the better chances. The keeper had a very good game. Woodrow was excellent on his return to Fulham with two goals and an assist. Brown and Chaplin both looked good. It was a really good performance from Barnsley, and they were clinical, which is something they haven't really been in the last few weeks. They've been creating chances and not putting them away. So to get a win like this away to Fulham, such an unexpected result, really does drag them back into to perhaps surviving. You know, he's still got 13 games. 6 points is a lot, but other likes of Charlton, Middlesbrough, Stoke going to win a lot of games? Probably not. So if Barnsley can play like that a little bit more often and score and become more clinical, they've got a chance. It's a long shot, but it keeps them alive. If they'd have lost at Fulham, they'd, you know, be 9 points now. That would be them done. But that unexpected result is dragged them back into it, and they played excellently. And again, it was a chink in Fulham's armour, and maybe shows that they're not quite ready to go on that run that they did a few seasons ago over the second half of the season when they got promoted.
Yeah, I think that result you've just picked out there is probably the biggest surprise. Definitely some big wins from this round of games, though, which I'm going to touch on. And I'm glad you've picked those two fixtures because I've picked three different ones. So I'm going to start with the Leeds game. We all know that Leeds have been, you know, struggling a little bit of late. They've not won in the previous three. And then they came up against a Bristol City side, what have been in fantastic form. And, you know, if Bristol City had got the one, that would have closed the gap even more. In fact, they'd have been level on points on 56. So Leeds getting that 1-0 victory, I must say, was a huge win for them at the top of the table. And it might just be the confidence booster to keep them on a bit of form now that will keep them in the top two. And obviously the fixture you mentioned with Barnsley winning, that, you know, it was even more vital for Leeds. That keeps them three points clear from Fulham now. So yes, not a massive gap, but it was certainly better than it has been a week or so ago. The other game for me, straight down at the bottom, but bit of a surprise again, was the Luton's victory away to Middlesbrough. I mean, I've not been a massive fan of Middlesbrough this season. I know they've got themselves, you know, hovering over that relegation zone and quite adrift still with about 6 or 7 points. But for Luton to go there, who've again now won two on the bounce, I thought they did ever so well. And I'm still a bit like Barnsley. I admire that they do attack and play some good football at times and do go for the win, even though, like we say, they're sat 23rd in the table. So, yeah, that was a huge win. And in many ways, like Barnsley, if they'd have lost that, you could again said that they'd have been down and out. But they are all picking up points at the minute, which we're going to talk about in the topics. And then the other one, which came as a bit of a surprise, was obviously Preston have been on a fantastic run of form, winning four of the last five games, and then they've slipped up against Millwall. But what that does is move Millwall winning, brings them closer to the playoffs as well. Preston's still sat in sixth despite the loss. Millwall in 10th now, but only 4 points behind Preston. And Gary Rowett said that was probably their best performance of the season, going to Deepdale and getting a 1-0 win, just for the fact that he knows Alex Neil sets up, and they're a really difficult team to beat and play against. So, yeah, Millwall getting that win was huge for them, and that keeps their playoff hopes alive as well. So let's go straight into Player of the Week. Jake, who would you like to discuss first and foremost?
Yeah, there's a lot of players that had good games at the weekend. You could talk about several. Just going back to the games that I covered in those two, it's got Eze again, was excellent. Mentioned him a little bit a second ago, but I'll just go into his stats a little bit more. He completed 92% of his passes, had three shots, scored one goal, completed one dribble during the game, which is a little bit down for him. But the 92% pass success rate is impressive for a player that's operating in the final third. Shows that his decision making is coming on, and we just compare that to the rest of the players on the pitch. Pugh had 71, Bright Samuel had 73, and for Stoke, Powell had 66, Ince had 67, Campbell had 71. So it was just he was just a class above in that final third in terms of decision making. Very mature performance from him, and I think he's going to be one we won't be talking about on this show next season. Corley Woodrow, excellent again. 5 shots during the game, constant threat, completed 3 dribbles, created a lot of chances for teammates as well. He's just so central to Barnsley in that number 10 role, and whatever happens with Barnsley, he is a player we will be talking about on this show next season, because he is not going anywhere. Because he's doing excellently, and he belongs at this level, perhaps higher if he continues to perform like that. It was a great performance from him. And excited to see what he can do over the running, because he could really be the one that takes them safe. Going across to Reading now, a team we don't talk about too often because they're very much safe and not challenging in the top half. But I thought Ovie Ejaria was very good. Hard work and performance from him. He got an assist. He completed 4 tackles, completed 3 dribbles. He's just so good to watch. And at 22 years old, he is just a very, very good talent. That's become the star of this Reading team. And similar to Eze, they're both very good to watch. And you often see them talked about in comparisons on Twitter between the two fan bases. Mm-hmm. But they're both great players. And I think Ejaria, it probably shows a little bit more than Eze in terms of how complete he is. He's good off the ball as well, as shown by his tackling stats. Very, very good. It was a good performance from him. Lots of other players we could mention, but I'll let you just name a few.
Yeah, I've got a few more. I'm glad you touched on Ajaria, actually, because his assist against my team, it's disappointing for me to say, but it was sublime, yeah. Probably, you could say in many ways, poor defending, but that through ball for Reading's goal was exceptional. But a few more. And another player that I'm going to mention, and it keeps cropping up now and again, and for me, he might be the only player that may keep Wigan up this season, and I know they're struggling, but it's Kiefer Moore managed to get two goals. I know one was a penalty, but if he could kind of, you know, get a bit more consistency under his belt, it could be a decent player at this level. I think he's really come on since Christmas. He's finding the net more often. And again, Wigan, a team now with that 2-2-all draw that they picked up, all bottom three clubs managing to pick up points this weekend. And I think, yeah, Kiefer Moore certainly had another great game. I'm going to mention, we've already touched on Barnsley's win and the players in attack, but I'm going to mention Collins in goal. I thought he was fantastic keeping a clean sheet against Fulham, particularly how this season we've said, you know, the forward line that Fulham have got, that, you know, at home as well would expect to be scoring. So I think he certainly needs a shout out. And then based on recent form and, you know, conceding more goals since Christmas than they had done prior to the new year, is Leeds United. I'm going to mention Ayling and Cooper, both of them as a pair. I thought they were exceptional at the back, really solid this time again, managing to keep a clean sheet in front of, you know, the goalkeeper Kassir, who made a mistake last week. And yeah, to get that clean sheet as a defensive pair, I think again will give them a huge confidence boost and just might be what they needed at this stage of the season. But one of the results we've not touched on, Jake, so far is Friday night's 4-4 draw between Swansea and Hull. Now, neither of these teams at the minute you could say are going to go down. Neither of them are probably at this stage going to go up, even though Swansea they are in with a shout, 5 points off Preston in six. But with it being a 4-4 draw, does that have to be one of the contenders for the game of the season? And if not, what is the game of the season so far for you?
I think this is a difficult one, really. It's because there's so many good games. I think if you're going for pure entertainment value and goals, then it's got to be up there. You know, four goals from each team. It was action-packed, especially with one all at half-time, perhaps maybe the half of the season coming in the second half. With all those goals, but it was a topsy-turvy one, which made it quite entertaining to watch. You know, you had Hull going ahead three times, and then Swansea getting it back to 4-3, and then the late equaliser. And that late equaliser really does make it for me. I think it was great to see Hull bounce back. I think We've said a lot about Bowen and Grzycki, but managing to score four goals without them, very impressive. I thought Madison was very good. But yeah, I'm not sure if I think it's the best game of the season, but off the top of my head, I can't really think of too many others.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So it's a difficult one. They just come all the time in the Championship. You know, you get so used to it. I thought the Leeds-Millwall game a few weeks ago at 3-2 was a good game.
Yeah.
There were just so many. And I've watched, I think it was around New Year, Brentford QPR was a good game that I saw on the telly. That was quite entertaining. There's so many good games. It's so difficult. I'd probably say, out of not having many other options, I'd say yes, it has to be considered. It just for the fact that both teams were leading and the late equaliser just makes it a great spectacle. But you could talk about a game every week. There's a great game in the Championship every single week, and we could be talking about it, you know, all night about the great games that have happened this season.
Yeah, I've got a few written down that stick in my mind, and I think that the funny thing about the Hull versus Swansea game has to be one of the contenders for game of the season. But the thing for me that makes it not number one is the fact, like I said, both teams, you know, it'd have been more interesting if it was down, you know, they were in the relegation zone or they were both fighting for playoffs. And not only that, it's probably the first game this season that's probably a contender for the season that's ended in a draw. And you know, you said the interesting fact that when a team scores late on and it's an equaliser, then yes, it just adds to the spectacle. But other games, what stick out for me, Huddersfield 2 Stoke 5, if you remember that one, not too long ago, a few months back. And one, the reason I picked that one out is that, you know, at the time, Stoke were really struggling, weren't they? As were Huddersfield. And in many ways, that was a 6-pointer that game. And you know, Stoke winning that by 5-2 could certainly be the difference between them staying up and not doing. And they are 3 points clear from Wigan at the moment. So, like I say, that was essentially a 6-pointer that game. The other one, what stuck out for me, again at the top, and in similar circumstances, Leeds United 5, Birmingham City 4, if you remember that one. Again, another late goal. And in many ways, it could have the same effect, that Leeds United, again, 3 points clear. And these games that I'm picking out could in many ways determine the success or failure of these clubs at the end of the season. So, yeah, Leeds United 5, Birmingham 4 is probably pipping it as the game of the season for me so far. But then another one what sticks out, and I know the Sat 24th at the minute, we've talked about Barnsley quite a lot this show, but their 5-3 win against QPR, again not too long ago, but again if they continue on a decent run of form after this win, games like that, these 3 points that they've picked up, you know, particularly teams at the bottom like your Stokes and Wigans and Barnsley's who've not won that many games this season, these are vital wins. So they're probably my top three, but I'd also like to mention, you know, they're games with lots of goals, as are the next ones that I am going to talk about, but they are winning by massive margins. So again, the game of the season, you could say, for Brentford was their 7-0 win over Luton, if you remember that one. And I remember that Luton went into their next game and managed to get a win, I believe, after that huge loss. So yeah, Brentford 7-0 sticks out for me as well, even though we tend to pick games of the season that, you know, are close and there's, you know, winners by maybe one or just the two goals with plenty of goals. And then QPR 6, Cardiff 1. You remember that one only about a month ago as well, where that was just a total surprise that, you know, Cardiff were on this great run of form, wasn't they? And then QPR, who was sat below them in the table, managed to stick 6 past them. But that's the Championship, isn't it? Like you've said, Jake, every week there's fantastic games. Very, you know, teams are very much alike in terms of ability. And, you know, it only takes one game a week, and you know there's plenty of goals scored because it's a lot of attacking, free flowing football, and you know there's great strikers out there, weak defenses, etc. You know, plenty of goals just simply can be scored in this division, and will continue to do so, I believe. But for me, if I had to pick one, I'd go Leeds 5, Birmingham 4. St Andrews. That's probably the game of the season for me so far. But there is still, you know, every club's still got 13 games remaining. So I'm sure there'll be a few more come the end of the season. But going into the bottom three in the relegation zone again, Jake, you know, Wigan sat in 22nd, Luton 23rd, Barnsley 24th. They've all picked up points recently, as we've already mentioned. But do you think with their improvement in form that there is any chance that any of them can stay up this season now? What's your thoughts on that?
I think we're in for an exciting end to the season at the bottom of the table. I think for me, Wigan are the most likely ones to stay up. I think they've got I just, the fact they don't lose as many games, if you look at how many games they've lost, they've only lost 16 compared to Luton with 21 and Barnsley with 17. They're a little bit harder to beat. And I think they one loss in their last five. So I think that sort of shows that even the away from home, you know, they were coming up against a really good Cardiff team that were in form and they managed to get a point there. So that was a good result for them. Barnsley, I think, have got potential just because of the attacking players they've got, and but the 6 points are big. The difficulty I'm having is I don't know which team that's not currently in it will go down. I still think Stoke are too good to go down, and maybe nobody can ever be too good to go down, but I think I've seen enough from them under Michael O'Neill. I think if we've got a league table since he took over, they'd probably be in the top half. So but in terms of that and the fact they've won 10 games this season, Luton have won 9, Barnsley have won 6, Wigan have won 7. So Stoke are a little bit better at winning games, which is huge at this point of the season. I think they'll be fine. Mm. Huddersfield, I still think they're going to be fine. They keep picking up points, even if they're not playing amazingly at times. And they do get some big losses, like they had 3-0 to Cardiff in the week. But I think they're a lot better under the Cowleys, and I think they'll be fine. I think Charlton are the one I'd be worried about, but even they just keep picking up points. It's, and their goal difference is very good on -6 compared to the rest of the bottom of the table. So, yeah, I think it's going to be really entertaining. I think one of them will get out of it. I think Charlton are probably the ones likely to drop in. But I don't know which one it'll be. I'd favour Wigan slightly, but I'd really like to see Barnsley go on a run. I really like watching them under Struber, and I think it would be great to see them stay up and see what they could do, because I think they've got the right sort of people running the club, and I think they could go from strength to strength and maybe not challenge for the Premier League, but I think they could become a solid mid-table team in the division, given their owners and the manager they've got. So I'm hoping they stay up, but 6 points is a lot, even at this point of the season. It is big. And that's just, I don't think there's an obviously bad team. I think Luton are probably the ones, but back-to-back 1-0 wins, you can't question that. The team I'd really fancy to go down if they're a little bit closer would be Sheffield Wednesday in their current form. Sorry, Louis, they just seem to be
utterly
dreadful.
Well, if we get a points deduction, it might happen this season.
Yeah, so, it might happen. But
still ongoing.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens there. I don't think you will, though. I think that you should be fine. And Hull as well, getting that point. Even though they didn't win the game, they'd have had a lot of confidence. They've still got quite a big cushion. 10 points on Wigan, so they should be fine. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. They've all got a difficult task, but the fact that, you know, Wigan have only lost one of their last five, Luton have got back-to-back wins of clean sheets, would be huge for them, considering they're still averaging 2 goals conceded a game. Barnsley, that huge win over Fulham, how can that not give you anything but confidence, you know? It's huge for them. It's going to be a fascinating. I don't want to say any of them will be able to stay up. I think they've all got a good chance, but it's difficult. I think the teams they're chasing are all good as well. They're all improving. Like it's a good bottom of the table, bottom sort of six of the table this season. It's difficult. If we look ahead to the weekend, I'm sure we'll cover a few of these matches in a little bit. Barnsley at home to Middlesbrough. That's a huge game. You could see them getting something out of that. Charlton v Luton is huge. If Luton go and beat Charlton, you know, complete game changer again. And Wigan at home to Millwall, you know, they've all got winnable games this weekend, and it can continue. They can all go on a little run. I wouldn't be surprised if Luton beat Charlton, and that would be 3 wins in a row. And if you're getting that sort of form, you'd have to say that you're looking like you can get out of it. Interested to hear your thoughts. I think they've all got a chance, but I'm not fully convinced by any of them yet.
Well, I completely agree with everything you've said except about Sheffield Wednesday, hopefully that they go down. So I believe that, you know, you've talked about Barnsley, Luton, Wigan, a lot of teams there. And for me, yeah, the likes of Barnsley, Luton, Stoke, they're good for the division because you're always guaranteed goals, you're guaranteed surprises, mishaps, all sorts of things. Like you know, the Barnsley 3-0 win against Fulham. Like it's difficult for me to say that I want any club to go down. But yeah, I'm with you in the fact that these clubs can play some great football. They're on a decent run of form. I've said all season that for me, Wigan will go down, and I'm going to stick to that, even though they've managed to get two draws in the last two and they're sat 22nd and they've still got a fighting chance. I didn't think they would do at this stage. But the issue with, you know, Barnsley, Luton and Wigan all picking points at the minute is that Stoke, Huddersfield, Charlton, they are all doing as well. So they've, in many ways, you could say that they could have left it a little bit too late, but there is still 13 games for each club to play. So, you know, it will change again. It'll flip on its head. You know, in another month's time, we could be talking three different teams in the relegation zone. And in many ways, I'm with you in the fact that a few of these clubs who I've already said this season have gone out and have attacked and played some great football, and they've got, you know, decent players on the ball. They're just defensively being let down. They concede too many goals. You know, they've probably defensively got a lot of League One standard players, which I don't mean to sound harsh, but they just lack a bit of quality. And that's why they're at the bottom of the table. And it's a shame because some of these clubs have done ever so well. And I think it's good in the fact that a lot of these clubs that we're talking about, that there isn't what there's usually one club at this stage of the season where you're like, they're done and dusted, they're out, they're sat on 20 points, and you know, there's just simply no way back. But right from, like you said, right from, you could say Sheffield Wednesday, I'm not going to do, but from say Hull City, right down to the bottom, 8 or 9 teams, any of those could go down. And some of these clubs at the bottom now are like, you know, Luton, 3 wins out of the last 6, are one of the top teams in the form table. So it can flip on its head. And like you say, all these 6-pointers that are coming up in the most recent fixtures at the weekend, and we're going to go into previews and predictions as well. So that'll be interesting. But we're going to go into thoughts and feelings, because there's one team that I'm going to discuss as well that are down there at the bottom I've not touched on yet. But I'll let you go first, Jake. So what's your thoughts and feelings on any club that you'd like to choose, and for whatever reason?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Blackburn. Have we covered them yet in thoughts and feelings?
No, go for Blackburn.
Yeah, I think they deserve a little bit of praise. They've one of only two teams to win both of their fixtures in the past 7 days, along with Luton. Did so by a healthy scoreline of 5-0. Yes, they've played Hull and Charlton, not two of the best teams in the league, but they're two very good wins. And they're just slowly creeping up on that top six. They've been doing it for a while now. And they seem to be very good at winning games as well. Not too many draws with Blackburn, which is always good to see. We like that on this podcast. On 50 points now, just 3 points off the playoffs. And you look at their team as well, the team that played at the weekend. They've just got a lot of quality in there. I think Stuart Downing is having a great season for a 35-year-old. He's tailored his game very well to getting older. He's changed the way he plays. He's got 7 assists this season. Great return. 2 came at the weekend. He seems to just be coming into form at the right time. And he has a creativity that not many in this league have, and you can see why he's, you know, played for some of the biggest clubs in the country. He's played for Liverpool, went there for £20 million, and now he's in the Championship doing well, and he's a key player for them. I think Adam Armstrong's one of the finds of the season, or at least one of the breakout players of the season. I remember a lot of hype about him as a Newcastle fan when he was a teenager. It didn't quite happen for him at our club, but he's gone to Blackburn following a good loan spell there, and he's, you know, it seems to be he plays his best football under Tony Mowbray. He had a great loan spell at Coventry a few seasons ago when Mowbray was the manager. Gone into Blackburn now, and this is always pinned to be his breakout season, and 9 goals and 6 assists. You can see that is, you know, come to pass. And if you just look at the last 10 games in all competitions, he's got 4 goals, 4 assists, great form. He's just one of my favourite players to watch in the league. He's just low centre of gravity, the way he can beat a player. He can do some spectacular things, score some great goals. He is destined to play in the Premier League again. And if that could come with Blackburn, but if not, he's definitely going to be one that's going to be linked with a lot of clubs this summer. But yeah, I think they've got some really good players there. Even looking down at their bench as well, you've got Chapman and Brereton, two talented young players. And the goalie, Walton, has done well at this level for a long time, and it's been particularly good this season. I think they're just a solid team. And I think that they are maybe greater than some of their parts, but there is a sprinkling of quality, as I say, in Armstrong and Downing being the two pickouts from them. Will Buckley as well is obviously Bradley Johnson is obviously well known in this division as well, and you got Travis next to him, and he's a really good young player. I just like watching them. I think Tony Mowbray's done an excellent job there. He's you know, really restored his reputation as a manager. I think there was some doubts in what had happened in his previous few jobs, but he's done really well at Blackburn, got them back up here into the Championship, and now they're competing for a playoff spot. Whether they get it or not, I don't know, but I'm very impressed with them. I think that they're going to be a difficult team for anybody to face over the rest of the season. And they've built up a lot of confidence over the... It's been quite a sustained period for Blackburn. There's been a few losses in there, but I'd say since about December, they've been really good and been picking up a lot of wins. And if you look at the games they've got coming up, tricky game at the weekend against Brentford, but Brentford have sort of stepped off it a little bit. They will not be looking forward to playing Blackburn. Then they've got a home game against Stoke and Swansea, an away game against Derby, a home game against Bristol City, Wigan, Barnsley... Yeah, winnable games coming up. Like, I really think they're going to be in the top six in the near future. I'm not saying they're going to finish in the top six, but I think they will be in the top six positions at some point between now and the end of the season. And I think it's going to be interesting to see if they can hold that onto that, because there is always one team that comes up and surges up the table at this late stage. I think if you're looking at it now, you'd probably say it's Blackburn or Cardiff have both got the potential, maybe Millwall. So yeah, it's going to be, I think one of those teams will go on a little bit of a run. And I think Blackburn are the one that I expect to get into that top six. I think they've got a great chance.
Yeah, you've definitely got to give Tony Mowbray a pat on the back. I think he's certainly getting the best out of his players. It's interesting that a few weeks ago, and I think the reason you thought we touched on Blackburn already is because we discussed that they were the only team who never brought anybody in the transfer window in the Championship, which surprised me. But you said that it was a good thing. They've won two on the bounce now. Obviously, they're proving me wrong in many ways, who questioned them, you know, their ambition this season. But yeah, sat in eighth, and you know, with the squad that they've got and the players, yeah, they're simply getting results. And one interesting thing that you might not know is that Blackburn, they've scored the same amount of goals as Leeds this season with 48, which is more than Fulham, who were obviously Leeds and Fulham sat in second and third. So it just goes to show that, yeah, Blackburn are doing something right, and they probably will be a dark horse for the remainder of the season, like you say. If it's just a question if they can get into the top six. I think they'll probably just miss out and stay around where they are, but credit where credit's due, they're having a fantastic season nonetheless. My thoughts and feelings, I was going to go for Huddersfield, actually, but I'm not. I'm going to go for Middlesbrough, because we didn't discuss them basically in the teams near the bottom that could still potentially go down. And I think the reason I've chose Middlesbrough is after that loss against Luton, for me, which have kept Luton, you know, in the relegation scrap and fight, is that Middlesbrough have just been so disappointing for me this season. I know I've often slagged them off in many ways and said that they've just simply not been good enough. I'm not a fan or a huge fan of Woodgate. I know that, you know, since Christmas they picked up a bit of form and managed to get themselves, you know, out of the relegation zone, and now they're sat in 18th. But just with the players they've got, you know, I know in seasons gone by they have had better players, but with the likes of Brittason Belonga, you know, Ashley Fletcher, they're not doing enough for me in this division, particularly up front. And, you know, flip reverse of what I've just said about Blackburn, but Middlesbrough are the second to lowest scorers in this division with 34. So played 33 games, scored 34 goals. There's only Wigan who have scored less, and that's by one. They've scored 33 and 33. So, yeah, that's why I've picked out Middlesbrough, because we've touched on that. All these teams at the bottom now seem to be and slowly picking up points. You know, Huddersfield, Stoke, Wigan, Luton, Barnsley. For me, Middlesbrough have still got to keep looking over their shoulder. And I really thought that, you know, the game against Luton was a six-pointer. It was a six-pointer. And Luton have, again, crept right up, and disappointing for Middlesbrough for me. I think, you know, Lewis Wing's having a decent season, and they are a couple of players that can hold their head up high a little bit. But in terms of a squad as a whole and where I expect them to be in the league, they should be around halfway for me based on expectations. So, you know, there might be a vast improvement next season. And I know, you know, things do take time. It's Woodgate's first season, but they should for me still be doing a lot better than where they are. I didn't think that after 33 games they should be, like I say, looking over the shoulder and could still be relegated this season. It would be a shock if they went down, but again, with these teams picking up points, there's only 6 points in it, and there's a huge game coming up, like you mentioned, against Barnsley, which takes us very nicely into previews and predictions. So we'll do that one first. So Jake, what's your thoughts? Saturday, 3 o'clock, three key fixtures, but let's start with Barnsley versus Borough. What's your prediction for that?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a fascinating game, touching what you just said on Middlesbrough. I think there had been a slight improvement around January time, but it has dropped off for them again, and yeah, I think they're on a hiding to nothing this weekend, because they'll be looking at it and think they should go and beat Barnsley, but Barnsley have just shown their quality against Fulham. They're going to be up for it. They will have a new lease of life, and I think Barnsley are going to make it 2 out of 2. I think they're going to beat Middlesbrough. I'm going to say 2-0.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Barnsley at home, just again, the football that they can play. They've shown this season that they can beat anybody on their day. It's just not happened enough, or you know, enough times this season. But to go to Fulham and beat them, you know, with the goals that they did score, it's got to give them a huge confidence boost. And you know, we all know that Middlesbrough aren't as good as Fulham this season. So at home, yeah, I think they'll be really up for this. And I'm going to go 2-1 to Barnsley in that one. So let's stay near the bottom of the table. Let's now touch on, again, a 3 o'clock kickoff, Charlton versus Luton. What's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, as much as Luton have won their last two games, Charlton are still tough to beat. I think it's going to be a low-scoring one. And I think I'm going to go for a 0-0.
Okay, I can see why you've said that, because I think it's going to be a very tight game, but I'm just going to edge for Charlton on this occasion just simply because of the home advantage. So again, I'm going to go for 2-1 to Charlton in that one. And then the other big game that I've picked out near the top this time, 3 o'clock kickoff, Bristol City versus West Brom. What's your prediction for this?
West Brom, I thought, were the better team against Nottingham Forest at the weekend. I think they're getting back to their best. Bristol City weren't very good against Leeds at all. They probably should have been more than 1-0 on the day. The keeper had a very good game for Bristol City. For you know, the fact that it's at home, they might have a little bit more confidence. But yeah, I think West Brom are going to have enough here. I'm going to say 2-1 West Brom.
Yeah, I found this one difficult, because Bristol City can be fantastic at home, but they can also easily slip up, shall I say. I know West Brom are obviously the team's best division this season, but with Bristol City being a bit Jekyll and Hyde, I'm going to go for a draw. I've got 2-2 down for this one. I can see there being goals. You always expect goals from Bristol City and West Brom. So, yeah, a score draw in this one for me. But unfortunately, Jake, with that, we're out of time. So we're done for this episode. If you'd like to let our listeners know where they can find you now, be a good time.
Yeah, you can get me on Twitter at @JakeJapWith2Ns. I post anything I do there, Newcastle related or anything else. So give me a follow on there and check out the Premier League show this week. I did host it this week, so give it a listen.
Yeah, thank you, Jake. And I've been your host at Louis Shackshaft on Twitter. But please remember to follow the show at Championship Pod, where we upload each show and we keep the latest show to our pin tweet. So thank you all for listening, and we will hope to catch you next time.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.